DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's welcome in Casey Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, Casey? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to say.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What makes that funny is that's supposed to be your homie. That, like, way to keep up with your guys, Steiny. Not last year, 6 years ago. Oh, boy.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Except Steph Curry.
Did you make one in Costco? Damn it, people.
I didn't
want
to go to Costco. I went to Beverages and More.
Jack London?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. How much? You spent a lot?
A couple hundred.
Yeah.
What else you want to know?
Dibs mentioned something yesterday, and we got what's bugging you today.
Oh, we
I
do?
Don't want to do this. You know, and if Bonte's listening, I hope I have something coming to the mail when that day does come, when you and Anna tie the knot. But he didn't get an invite, and when he said it, I thought to myself, like, I didn't get one either.
Of course not. It's not my wedding. It's my daughter's wedding. And this daughter has never even met you, I don't believe.
Oh, man.
And she met Dibley a long time ago, and she can't stand him. Why would Dibley be invited?
How many people is that, 85?
No,
75.
60 it'll be.
That's 85, but yeah. I get it. It's not yours. I feel better.
Hey, how about a
it's your show, baby.
You guys out there want to honor a request from me? Lay low on the fireworks, please. Do it for the dogs. Do it for the dogs.
And what about the cats?
Out there in the Bay Area. I don't really care about the cats.
That's what
But dogs don't like the fireworks. They get scared. They change their behavior.
Well,
they get nervous. They get uptight.
You're describing me. I can't tell the difference if it's a gun or a firework.
Lay low with the fireworks.
They've already started.
I mean, yes, they go year-round in Oakland.
I don't want to throw the show off, but...
No, go ahead. Let's do it.
I mentioned Lynn Bias.
He is not here today.
He's at DMV. In regard to my biggest sport regret of something not happening, does one come to mind for you? Just something that you would have liked to see happen or something got in the way of that person or that team doing something?
I wish Zaza Pachulia would have never undercut Kawhi Leonard.
Now,
to ruin that Western Conference final.
And some could say his career.
Well,
I mean, he won a title after that. But that was wild.
You know, I would have liked to have seen Steph Curry not get hurt this year.
Well, that counts.
What?
Winner, winner. I really thought they had action, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to some guys who've been waiting. Let's go to Marv. Marv's in Livermore. Hey, Marv, how you doing?
Good, good. Good show, you guys. I always love your show. Thanks, Marv. And Guru, I got something on Domino's for you after my comments.
Okay.
Hey, I had to call in because a dude from San Francisco, I think his name's Christian, and then the coach's son, it just drives me crazy when they try to talk about Kuminga as not listening to the coach and not playing hard. Like, this is the pros. This isn't high school where you say, hey, take a charge, right? Otherwise, Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year. What do teams do to him in the playoffs? They run pick and roll. Have him hedge up, and he can't do it. When he played the Warriors, they took him out the game. You can't tell him to play better defense. It just drives me nuts that Kuminga could be an 18 to 20-point game of score, and the game is offense. And say he only gets 3 rebounds. Where else are you going to get easier 20 points from that? It just drives me crazy that he's the only one that has to do this, this, and this. Quinn Post, 7 feet tall. Well, tell him to block shots. Tell him to rebound. Tell him to cover guys. He can't do it. So you say he's a stretch five, so just shoot better. So miss me with this stuff of not listening to the coach or not working hard. He has a talent. He's in the NBA. The coach is supposed to maximize your talent, period. That's a great coach. And so that's where we're missing it. If Kuminga leaves, he will be a good player. He doesn't have to be great, but he will be able to average 15 to 20 points in this league because he has a talent and he's worked to get to this point. He hasn't been lazy to get this point. He's maximized talent to a certain point, and now it's up to the coach to maximize talent on the pro level. And so that's my comment. And then, Guru, next time you have a domino game, hey, let me know. I want to get there because you and your boys will be playing for second place.
Oh, yeah. Listen to him. Wow, the dominologist.
I believe that.
Yeah. All right, I'll reach out.
Yeah, I believe that.
He was pro Kuminga on that. I agree to a whole. We all know he can go somewhere and put up numbers, but Steiny, he's got like, he just brought up Post. Is Post getting hammered for what he doesn't do?
Well, he's a rookie. Kuminga's been around for 40 years.
But you know what I mean. But that's why I got to give Pods all the credit in the world, man. It doesn't feel like somebody had to tell Pods how you can stay or even get on the floor. He knew it.
Yeah.
He knew it. There's like, no world where Pajimski should be averaging more rebounds than Jonathan Kuminga. And Steiny, do you think a player, I won't even go in on Kuminga or like Kuminga or saying, hey, I don't want to do it. I don't want to rebound. That's beneath me. I'm on the break. You ain't going too far with a mindset or thought process like that.
I do believe rebounders, for the most part, are created. They're not made. Meaning, you either rebound or you don't. Guys who don't rebound, it's hard to them. Like, if you don't rebound, you'll never be a great rebounder. You just want
a badge of honor to me.
Well,
I wanted to ball.
It's a different era, Goo. It's about the ha-ha, and you play into that.
Me feeling better.
And quite frankly, you might be part of the problem here. Kuminga's heard you just talk about how great he's been and great he is for 4 years. He's starting to buy it.
Let's back up.
He thinks he's a star.
This is half shtick, but let's back up.
No, it's all shtick.
If you're Kuminga, before Jimmy Butler, you heard Draymond Green after said game say he's basically, we got to play through him. We not play through him. That's too strong. He's our guy. You heard Steph say it. You heard Kerr say it. So just be Kuminga for a minute, Steiny. You hear three stewards, the big three, basically sing or serenade you and tell the masses, it's my time. And then that gets ripped out right from underneath you. How would you feel? Like, and if you didn't feel some type of way mentally, how would that mess with you? Because he's basically saying it never happened, but you guys talked about it. But I'm the problem? So I just don't know if what I want, do I really want? I'm talking about me, Daryl Johnson, Kuminga back And you still, nothing's changed.
Right. They don't create a fostering environment for their young players. Like, you have
to... trying to win.
Well, then, that's why they don't do it. Like, you either fit in or you don't, because we, you know, hey, you get drafted by the Warriors, we're champions. We know what championships look like.
Well,
and if you're not willing to pay the price and do what we need you to do, hey, we know what a championship player looks like, and you ain't it. I mean, I know that's simple, but I do believe there is something to that. Like, it hasn't happened by accident that the players who succeeded here are all either veterans or veteran role players, with the exception of a few young players who figured out how to carve out some kind of niche.
But how talented have the young players, if we just take inventory, we've all admitted Kuminga's more talented, I believe, than Jordan Poole. Would you say that? Just raw natural gifts, size?
I mean, size.
JP.
He's
okay.
Bigger, yeah. Sure.
So Steve Kerr would come back and tell you all, who are you talking about? I think it's one Kuminga. I think Moody is Moody, Stoney. Like, he's not leaving too much chicken on the bone.
Right. And he's also not asked to do very much. And, like, Moody, okay, to me, why is Moody fit in? Well, a few reasons. One is he's ultra mature. Not what, like, he's not the kind of guy that says, the coach is screwing me. He's just not. He is accountable, and he may not like the way he's being used, but he does not blame the organization. He may be mad at the organization. He may want more playing time. He may want more of a role.
Yeah.
But he's figured out at least how to get on the court, and I think the Warriors feel like Kuminga doesn't make that kind of effort. He just wants to go play like he plays, and that's it.
I wish your guy, like, and I'm going Joe Lacob, would text you right now if he were listening to you and I. Stoney, I would love to pick his brain right now. Like, where is he at? Is he frustrated? This just par for the course.
What would he be frustrated
just
with?
Just the whole Kuminga, this whole dilemma.
I think
we call it a dilemma, like.
I don't think they're frustrated. I think they know.
About him specifically.
About what? Like, nothing. This is where I
his inability to fit.
Well,
spectrum of Kuminga.
But right. But it, to me, it's not like Lacob has just found this out and he woke up this morning and was like, wow, we got an issue with Kuminga.
But
oh my God.
It can make it feel worse though, Stoney, if it's not getting better. And now it's come to a head because now you gotta do something.
I mean, there's a lot of players in the league just don't get better after they get into the league for whatever reason.
Mm.
But, you know, what would Joe Lacob say about Jonathan Kuminga? He'd say, I really like him. I like him as a player.
No, I believe that. So, enough to go to the Valkyrie game. Speaking of which, I got to give you this compliment. I was in Texas, 408. Stoney, was that you at the Caitlin Clark game a couple weeks ago? You were looking slim. Much love, guys. Great show. Have a good holiday. And I believe you took that game in, so kudos to you.
That wasn't me. I didn't go to the game. Well, so whoever he saw wasn't Steinmetz.
Evan, you were at the Caitlin Clark game, right?
Yeah,
somebody
it was a great time.
They saw Steiny. They said he was looking slim. I thought he went. Maybe that was you. Well, you look good. You know, you look good,
just
baby.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I was for you courtside next to Pods.
Listen, I'm not the show. All right,
you wore a bright yellow jacket the last time you were courtside. Look at me, look at me.
And I told Stephen A. and Bob Myers that you were courtside against Minnesota game 3 here Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, after an hour, goes up to the screen. I don't think that's Bob. Steiny and I go, you know what? It's not. Dude look just like you.
Yeah, I'm like Jerry West used to be. I like to stand in an area, watch the game,
yeah,
and pretty much not be bothered. That goes for life, too.
Back to what I'm trying to push, sports regret. 510
sure
says,
are.
Mike Trout on a winning team. We've never seen him in the offs. Like,
have you looked at the standings lately?
They're a game and a half.
The Angels have action, ladies and gentlemen.
We're talking about World Series, Steiny. The Ohtani model.
12th.
Let's be honest. Trout in the playoffs are like.
12 teams have a chance to win it all.
But you know what I mean? He's
12
saying,
teams have a chance to win it all in baseball. The six that make in the NL, the six that make in the AL.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
He's basically a virgin when it comes to the playoffs.
Let's go to Scotty.
Trout's been in the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah.
Of
course he has.
He had a cup of coffee, Evan. I'm talking about a staple.
He went 1-for-12.
Yikes. He didn't play umpteen years and has 12 at bats in the
but
as
you,
good as he
but,
is, that know, is,
see, there
that's,
it is.
A, that's a
and
regret.
There it is.
Like,
and there it
I
is.
Feel bad for Mike. It's not all his fault. I know you're not saying that. No. That's a regret.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody that good let has me, 12 at bats in the postseason.
Let me bring it all home for you first. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Let's go to Scott real quick, and then I'll point to you. I'll point out something that you're just so inconsistent, it's unbelievable. But let's go to Scott in Berkeley.
Gentlemen, good morning or
Scott.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Guru, by the way, when you brought up bias, I was living, in fact, I was at Maryland in 86 when that happened.
Oh, God.
If you wanted to talk about one of the great soul-crushing moments ever. And the thing was, when it was announced, my first thing was, Lefty is gone.
Mm. Wow.
And, you know, I mean, that was kind of the whole. Anyway, it's hard to kind of talk about the Warriors and just say, how do you not look at this team? And 25 years from now, we're going to be talking about this team, and it's going to be about the shooting. You can't ignore that because, again, this was a team that perfected pinball basketball. You know, I mean, they could go get the three, and they could go get, you know, they were always playing 3 versus 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it also helped that they defended the three better than anybody else.
Mm, yep. Because they had length and athleticism.
That's right. And the thing is, and again, this is sort of the thing that I miss, that we're going to end up missing about Loon. You know, Loon was not part of the big three. But Loon, to me, was like the offspring of the three wise men, Iggy, Sean Livingston, and David West.
Mm.
He understood his role better than anybody could have in this era. You have two guys who, when their careers are done, are probably going to have combined for, what, 7,500 threes. But you had to have, you know, I mean, Loon in 22, didn't he have like 20 rebound games in the playoffs?
He certainly had a bunch. I know that.
Incredible.
Oh, we lost him. Hey, Looney.
Oh, my.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think we're going to miss him right now. Like, that's a myth. Like, that's a loss. And like, I'm really, like, petrified of what he represents, Donnie. And
I'm petrified of what he represents off the court that they might feel. Because I believe Looney is a buffer.
Remember, he told us Dre had to win their trust back. Told that
I'm
to you,
talking about,
Evan and I in our
I'm
face.
Talking about
a buffer.
I'm talking about between young players and the veterans. Like, Looney, at least, is a veteran who I believe that the younger guys, respect, and he treats them with respect. I think they walk on eggshells a little bit with Curry, with Clay back in the day, and with Draymond Green. But I don't think Looney's that kind of person.
So you still got Jimmy Butler.
Championship coming. So a connector. You're calling Looney a connector.
Yeah. I mean, you think he was better than he was.
No.
Nice player.
Down these YouTube.
Great. He's a role player. He was a very, really good role player
for the
Warriors.
If I told you to close your eyes, Stani, I'm telling you, and think of all those playoff games. I'm going back to 16.
And that's
all those missed shots by Durant, the Splash Brothers, that rebound that he secured and kicked it back out.
Why are we talking about 16?
No, we can just hit the whole rip.
Okay,
22.
Well then. Okay, so what are you saying? They're not going to miss his play from 2016 next year. They're going to miss his play from 14 minutes a game last
year.
But
even that championship, the last one against Boston, he did the loon dog things. Remember, we couldn't stop Harden. They put him out on Harden.
Okay, well, why didn't they? Okay, why?
That
why
is,
did they not want Looney back at the same number he made last year?
Steiny, I'm being so real and I'm throwing the dart.
Because he's not done. He's washed.
He's not even 30.
Exactly, but he's got bad hips.
But when we're in front of him,
he's not. I'm kidding. He's not washed, but he's not.
I don't think you could afford to say bye to him. How about that?
Devon Looney.
Okay. Well, if he's so good, why wasn't he playing over Trayce Jackson-Davis and Post?
Which I think some can make an argument that's a mistake. I'm being real.
So playing Kevon Looney more.
See, now you're a master, a maestro, a word.
He played 15 minutes a game.
Maybe he should have played 20. Maybe he should have played 20.
We used to have a phrase. What does that have to do with the price of eggs? That he should have played 20 minutes.
We need to replenish.
Does that make him a championship team?
We need to replenish what we've lost. And I feel like you and a lot of others.
15 minutes.
Okay.
A game. Right. That's what you've lost.
Okay.
And see, this is the other part that the Warriors have totally missed on over the years. And it's this. You know why you're going to miss Looney? If you miss him?
Yeah.
Because you developed nobody behind Looney. Mm. It's like I'm looking at the Timberwolves. All right?
Yeah.
They re-signed Randall. They re-signed Naz Reid. They got a guy, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, good player, emerged. Wanted too much money. They couldn't afford Alexander-Walker. So what'd they do? They let him go. uh-oh, well, they're going to be worse. Not necessarily. They're sitting with two young guys.
I like
Dillingham and Shannon Jr. And the hope is that they'll replace, that they'll be able to replace Alexander Walker. But
I
the Warriors
that.
Don't, they don't have guys like that. They have nobody to replace the guys who walk out the door because they're not good enough anymore.
And you know who I'm dissing, and I'm not trying to do it because I'm a fan of his, Stoney, is TJD. Maybe he's going to get those loon minutes, which means he'll be playing more. But right now, pre-Al Horford, if he does not show, TJD is their starting center. I love post. He's not ready, though. So he can shoot it. You got that. But I'm talking about that bruising Larry Smith stuff that I still – the Windex, man. They still need that.
Let's go to this is Brian Windhorst, the latest on what's going on with Al Horford.
He's valued by everybody in the league. He has lots of different options, including retirement. But if he decides to indeed continue his career, the Golden State Warriors have been very aggressive in trying to bring him in. He would fit well anywhere.
Perfect.
But obviously, the Lakers are badly in need of a center, so they have been involved with that too. So I would expect there's a decent chance if he continues his career, it's out here on the West Coast with either Golden State or L.A.
Nah, Wendy, you're wrong. Lakers got their center. I should be in the front office. I'm telling you, Bob gets a gig. Right. I'm out of here. But I'm telling you, they felt like Aiden can help them.
You do realize that the reason they want Horford is because they know Aiden isn't a 30-minute-per-game center.
You're saying but they're going to get
That's why they want Horford.
Well, he played 30 with early on when Phoenix went to the finals.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm in a good mood. You can't take it.
I don't want you not to be in a good mood. I just want you to start acknowledging that these players aren't. It's 2025, Goo, is what I'm saying.
I hear you. Now I do have to say something, and Evan, you tell me real quick here if it's creepy. I have a Facebook friend who is your mom.
Yes,
and we have a relationship. Steiny's mom, Mary.
What are you
She's
doing?
She's in
Goo?
Town. I don't know if I need your permission on my way home to see Norm. If I just pull up by your house, you may not even be there, and get a quick hug and say hello. That's what the Texas trip has done to me. So I'm just letting you know I'm thinking about it. And I could easily message her and say, hey, I want to just come by, say hello, get back in the caddy, and I'm out. Evan, fair or foul?
This is, again, a classic example of how rules don't apply to everyone. Because if Cannon here said that, I would say that's really weird. But when Goose says it,
oh my.
I can kind of see it. And I think Mary would actually be cool with it.
No, Stoney, I'm just...
It's not Mary. It's me.
Oh, boy.
No, yeah. Shoot, honestly.
That's my girl.
I'm getting hammered here because I'm not nice to you. Let's get nuts. My mom would love that. If you really wanted to do that...
No, seriously. On the way home, I just pit stop, get a hug.
She would love it. She would absolutely love it.
All right.
Why don't you text her and see that they're not, you know, running errands or
I got
something.
To.
She would love that. She would absolutely
love
it. Let's
stop by Costco on the way there.
Well.
Hey, Evan, you know,
you got to share the story.
You're
embarrassed?
I got two what's bugging me's now.
These things happen.
Right. Oh, man. People are like, what the hell y'all talking about? Stoney didn't make it to Costco, but somebody did.
Why do you?
Because it is funny, though.
It is
funny, isn't it?
Everything in a holding pattern, and it's all Jonathan Kuminga's fault.
Man. Or is it the Warriors' fault?
Yeah. Yes.
Because if you really were about your business and he was up and running, he would have had a contract last year, and this would be nothing. You would be focused on who's coming.
Well, he did turn down.
See, that.
Like 5 for 1. I don't know. But
Do the both of you believe that's real?
To me, it doesn't matter. To me, what matters is what I said at the time, which is, this is not good. Mm. You know, everybody else was like, nah, this is fine. Like when Durant didn't shoot. Oh no, he's just working on stuff. Durant's just working on stuff. How to be a team player. He's just working on stuff.
Oh.
Well, the minute they didn't extend Kuminga last year, the whole thing became crap, you know, the flip of the coin.
Man.
All right, 888-957-9570. I'll get to Lee, I'll get to Trevor, I'll get to Devin, and I'll get to a couple more people on hold. By the way, I don't know if he thinks he's going to take a victory lap or it's proof that he overreacted yesterday, but hey, Jung-Hoo Lee had a good game. Is that a victory lap for you?
Oh, no.
Or do I get it because I said chill out and the Giants won a big time game?
It's not about me, Stoney. Hope this propels him to being more consistent.
It won't. Because baseball is a game of 162 games.
Did you think when Duvall gave up that two-run homer that they were done? I thought they were done.
I didn't think they were done. What I thought was, okay, it's a tie game now. Duvall needs to get out of this, and then we need to get a run, and if we do, we can win still. But, like, this idea that Marte's homer is going to make the Giants quit or fold up their tents or, woe is me, we got beat again in the ninth. Like, they're pro athletes, they know they're resilient.
Well, if there was one more guy on base, it would have.
He wouldn't have thrown that pitch.
Yes, he would have.
All right. From the ballpark to wine country, summer is better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
John Sally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Center just came available.
Uh-oh.
Jock Lawndale. Houston's waived him. He played in that game right before the All-Star break where the Rockets didn't care, if you'll remember.
Oh,
remember
when you game? Were mad at home, yeah. They were home.
13-9
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much he cost?
Oh, I know what I wanted.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Well, Horford's coming. Every day that goes by real quick on the Horford front, I'm like, he ain't coming here. This was supposed to, Twitter would tell you, oh, it's getting finalized. Well, they're like, okay.
I mean, maybe he's just, maybe he wants to come here and they're just saying, we got to wait until we figure out the Kuminga thing.
Because Bippen has died down.
Although, I'd be surprised if that hadn't been reported yet. You said something that was a throwaway line, but I just want to just ask you to explain something to me.
I'm right okay. here. Babe.
So you love baseball and you've loved it since you were a kid.
I got one in my hand now.
And Mike Trout was just the subject of a quick little aside. And we know that Mike Trout's a transformational player in the history of the game.
One of the greatest to ever do it.
And you made a reference to how great he is, but he's only played in 3 playoff games. Mike Trout.
That I could cry for him.
So I'm thinking, and that's Mike Trout. So what made you think that when the Giants got Devers, that it was like getting 2 Devers, and now we can win it all? See, Mike Trout is better than Devers, and they never made the playoffs but for 1 year. So shouldn't you have used the Mike Trout template for at least allowing for the possibility that it might not happen right away with Devers?
I understand that. But what I believe you're omitting, Stoney, is the fact that the Giants got one of the best bullpens before Devers. This rotation has knocked it out the park. Okay, it's a long season, I do understand. And they were getting by as is. So you think with the antidote that was the bat that they've needed, Devers would send them over the top. And he still might. But I'm just talking about a guy like Derek Jeter, earned everything that he's gotten, right? 1,000,000 at-bats. And poor Mike Trout has 12. That's a sports regret. And to be honest, Donnie, we've been robbed of watching Trout play high-level baseball.
All right, so should Mike Trout, and we're going to get off.
Yeah.
So okay. Mike Trout should have said, get me out of here?
No, I love him more for not doing that.
But you
that.
Wanted Dame to leave Portland.
That I did. I'm being
how
real.
How do you make that decision?
See, there's just, no template. It's
there you
just,
go.
Dame, I got to get, Dame is a real one. He said,
but
I don't
want
to come to Warriors a couple years ago. You read it yesterday and get my ring like a Durant.
Yeah.
But now things have changed. And he, would you say Dame's on the back 9 of his career? I would say so. With the
he's
age.
On the back 4.
Right. Like, with the entire, well, come on, Stoney. Come to the Bay,
like people,
Dame.
Like,
you don't have a heart, that's
you make,
all.
No, like, this is where people think I'm mean-spirited. Yeah. It actually, you make me laugh. You legitimately make me laugh sometimes.
But Evan understood the Mike Trout sympathy I have for him.
I mean, sympathy's fine. But, like, why would you... Why? Dame Lillard's, what, 35? Damian Lillard is 35 years old.
With the Achilles.
So, why, and again, your sports knowledge unparalleled. Dame Lillard's 35.
It's my passion.
So why would you ask me or anybody and be real nervous about it? Like his family might be listening here in the Bay and say, Steiny, would it be fair to say Damian Lillard's on the back 9? He's 35 years old.
I got you.
Okay.
Boy, you something else.
Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park.
Our
He's
going
to come in here and absolutely lambaste Jonathan Kuminga. Get us started.
Is that what you think is going to happen?
Sure.
I'm not going to do exactly that. Hey, guys, I've always said I thought he was an okay player. Here, listen, let me ask you a question and don't hang up. Let me respond to it. Imagine for a minute you're Jonathan Kuminga. Imagine that's you. Aren't you doing everything in your power to get on the court and be a starter? That be get with other players, get with coaches, anything you can do. Wouldn't that be on you? Shouldn't you be doing that? Wouldn't you be doing that?
Correct.
Okay, so if that's the case, then he's either not doing that and he's not, he shouldn't be here because he's not putting in the effort, or he is and he's not consistent enough and he shouldn't be here. So I'm trying to understand, guys. Listen, he's going to score a lot of points for a team that's not very good, that's going to give him the ball on every possession. Sure, he will be a 20-point game a guy, but he's not going to be that guy for a championship-contending team. Listen, convince me otherwise. I'm just saying, guys.
Wow.
If he's doing all that stuff, it's not on the players. It's on Kuminga. He's been there 4 years. He's young. But I don't like the concept of it's because he hasn't been developed. If you're that age, 19, 20, 21, you're out there in the NBA trying to be the best you can every single day. And if he is that good and he does have that talent, then why isn't he?
Yeah, it's...
Why isn't he that good, guys?
Well, Goo?
No,
I'll throw it to you.
I think...
Because of Curry and Jaymon.
There's a lot of reasons.
The Cocoon. Yeah. I did like that. It was a great movie, too. Back in 70.
Don Ameche, I believe, was in that movie.
Evan has no idea Cocoon. What we're talking about. Yep.
Something about everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I've talked... I don't like that concept.
Can you remember the first movie you ever saw in the cinema, in the theater?
No.
Star Wars was mine.
Probably actually, Sound of Music.
Actually.
Like, how do you not know?
How do you even know?
It was an experience being in the movie theater the first time.
You know what it was?
Wizard of Oz?
You're not going to believe this. Let me see what year this came out, because I seem to remember my parents
Star Wars in
dragging
Hayward,
me
festival,
to this movie.
Man.
Let's go take a call till I figure all this out.
We got a super chat, Stani. It's $20. You read it. You're good at
it. I don't have the chat up right now.
This is from, you got it, E, help us out.
Yeah, from Blanche from the Bay, 1999. Thank you very much. Crazy idea we trade Trayce Jackson-Davis, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And yep. We sign Al Horford.
I love this.
New starting lineup, Steph Butler, Giannis Green, Horford. That's a championship caliber team.
That's like going to the dealership. Hey, I want the Bentley. I'm going to put $1,500 down. You can't do it. Come on, Steiny. I'm disappointed you got to look.
Okay, this must have been... This is one of the earliest movies I've seen.
I'm going to ask Dibs and Grandy.
Wait. No, I think that's it. I remember my parents making me go see a movie called Harper Valley PTA.
A movie?
About 13. I can't remember. You guys are...
But all your firsts should be special.
I guarantee... Okay.
The drive-in?
Okay.
We have one
you
in the
room. Maybe. That's not a bad call.
See, but
I will say this.
Maybe.
I would put money on this. Most people cannot remember the first movie they saw in their entire life.
I would go the other way and say, if this were Family Feud and that was on the, put it on the board.
We got to get something right first.
No, that would,
put it on the
that
board.
Would show up. People remember the first movie they seen.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Like,
well,
you really can. Evan just...
You can believe it.
Evan's was a couple of years
I'm not
ago.
I'm not going to try to dissuade you from not believing it, but...
Hercules.
Like, I feel bad for you.
It's not even a movie.
No, the animated one. I remember being afraid of the theater.
That doesn't count. Okay, 650, not bad.
Summer School?
Steiny's first movie was a silent movie. Gotta be able to laugh. That's a good one, 650. Yeah. You gotta be able to laugh at yourself.
Yep. Chaplin.
Let's go to I did like what's it called?
Rocky.
I can't believe I can't think of it. Stupid movie with Rosebud. The classic Citizen Kane. All right, Lee in San Francisco. What's going on, Lee? How you doing?
Stupid movie.
Wow. That morning, was, Jeff.
What are the
hey, you know, you guys are talking about Kuminga, man. Yeah. You know, on the day like this, it makes me feel like Fannie Lou Hammond. You know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
Oh,
but, that's how I feel.
Hey, and you know, the bottom line is this. When you talk about Kuminga not rebounding, you know, you curve it on him, and you want him to do this, you want him to do that. You bring Post in, and Post may get two or three rebounds, and may get that one rebound a game. But the guy's 7 foot, and he's out there trying to shoot three-pointers. So, you know, Kerr doesn't put the same pressure on Post or other players that he put on Kuminga. And Kuminga is a baller. He's a straight-up down baller, and he can play the game. Mm-hmm. But he needs a coach. If Kuminga would have had a coach in the last 4 years in the NBA, he would have been a star. And that's the other thing, because Stimey says, hey, well, you know, if anybody leaves the Warriors, they don't have anybody that can step in like Houston does or Oklahoma does with that length. You're right. That's because of the coach, Kerr. Mm-hmm. He does not develop young players. He don't give a crap about young players. Either you come in and fit in the system or to hell with you. And that's the bottom line. And it's hard to win like that.
Okay, so the Warriors made no secret that it was all about titles as Kuminga was getting drafted. So you believe that the Warriors, you know, could have done that as they won that 2022 championship? Or are you a believer that if you're going, you can't develop and win at the same time?
Oh, I'm a believer that you could develop and win at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, it's been proven over and over again. But, you know, and look at Sam Cassell, you know, when he was coming up. But Kerr is not that type of coach.
Yeah.
He needs vets. He needs people that know how to play the game, the fundamentals, and he builds around that. Kerr is one of those coaches where he throws the ball out and say, go get it. He only marks up the X's and the O's when he needs to mark up the X's and O's. He wants people to do the four things: rebound, pass, shoot, block, play defense. You know, he wants that. But he also, in developing, I played basketball all my life. I coached it. I played it. Played it in high school, college, you know, everywhere. But the bottom line is this. You got to have a coach that sees talent and know how to develop talent. Mm. If a guy's a shooter, you say, hey, man, I want you to shoot, but also I want you to go hard on the rebounds, or I want you to go hard on blocking out, or I want you to play some hard defense. You know, you don't try to get an individual to do anything at once. You focus on their skills, and you build upon those skills. But it's back to coaching.
All right, yeah. Good stuff, Lee. Appreciate the call. I mean,
so Kerr's married to the system.
Yes, and he's not the only one.
Do you think the owner, I gotta believe.
The owner can fix, like, I don't want to say fix
it. No, but.
The owner can do something. Like, if he's got a problem with Steve Kerr, and if Joe Lacob thinks he can't develop young players, then Steve Kerr's got to go. Like, it's really not that hard. You would have never asked Phil Jackson to coach a young team. So, I don't know how long Steve Kerr is going to be around.
But I wonder if that matters to Kuminga. I guess at this point, you know, I'm not saying this bad blood.
I would think it does.
Oh, no doubt. It would for me. Wow, man.
And here's a question I have, and this just spurred it from the 925. He has a whole organization. JK keeps training with his own coaches. Dumb.
Go ahead now.
Why isn't he working out here?
And why did – I'm with you. And then why did Kerr say he hadn't been around the last two? I'll never forget that. I'm driving around like he meant something letting us know that. But I'll say this to that. When my kids try to do something I don't want them to do, I fix it. And it might happen one time. It better not happen again. So why are they letting him go free
Willy
because and say, get your ass in the – what did
Kirk Lake tell us last summer? Stoney, because it's not mandatory.
Wiggins is staying in the Bay.
Right, but it's not – you can't a guy stay at the facility in July.
But you can tell him what you would prefer.
You think they haven't? I can't imagine they haven't. I can't imagine they haven't.
Man, that's the easy part of this. If I was trying to impress my employer –
Well, he's not, apparently, and he never has. I mean, I shouldn't say that as fact, but it stands the reason that the Warriors maybe wanted Kuminga around more in the offseason.
Godzilla, the creator, just put this
I don't know what that means.
On the YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
if changing the system, you must change the system if you don't have the right players.
Well, they need the right, but
that's what
they do have the right players.
When I say dumb,
Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. When are we going to acknowledge that the Warriors, it's like what, the Maya Angelou? When somebody reveals who they are, believe them. The Warriors are about Steph, Draymond, and Butler. That's what they are about right now.
But with the, here I go.
And that's why they're going after Al Horford.
Okay, but no, well, hold on, Scotty. I'm turning into you. I love those three guys. But look around. That's not enough. You still need youth. And you need youth in Thundercats in the area.
They don't. Curry, Draymond, and Butler don't want to play with young Thundercats.
Then why is Pods, why has the fit been seamless? Again, just back to him.
Because Pods is a role player on this team.
This guy
is
a connector.
He's a starter, though.
That's because they have no guards. They do have forwards. Two of them might be headed to the Hall of Fame. But again, like, this is about Curry, Butler, Draymond, Kerr, and that's why they're going after Al Horford.
I hate to say this on the day before 4th of July, but I'm just thinking about everything we're talking about, Dub Nation, what's been written, just where the team's at, Stoney. I'm doing my Obama PSA, State of the Union right here. It hurts my heart. Evan looked at me like, what? It hurts my heart that we all know there's a remedy to fix what's ailing this team and change the next 2 to 3 years and maybe
what
a chip
come out. What?
Trading Draymond Green.
Oh.
And I want to throw this fastball, this baseball in my hand through the window because that's off limits. Normally when you're in a tough spot, you talk to doctors, we've given you all the treatment we can, that means you exhausted all possibilities. You can look at me right now and say, Goo, if you did that and opened up a spot and then add what you would get back for that, you would be back. You would be further than where you're at now.
I'm all for doing that. I don't necessarily think it would automatically make you better. Doesn't mean I still might not do it if I got a player who is young and getting better. But again, like, I almost feel like talking about it's a fool's errand because
it's not going to happen.
Because they don't want it to happen. By the way, how about this little stat I came up with?
You read it somewhere or you came up with it?
I came up with it.
Then it's not a stat.
This guy. So, Kevon Looney. Irreplaceable Kevon Looney.
That's what you called him an hour ago.
Okay.
Off the court.
Okay. So, you do realize that Quentin Post played more than him, than Looney.
I do understand.
Okay. I just wanted to.
But you understand.
So, Quentin Post came in to this team halfway through the season. And when he started to play, from that point to the end of the season, he played more than Looney. He played 16 minutes a game. Looney played 15.
Stoney, I'm not, you know where I'm at. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You do understand that was a choice.
What do you mean?
That was a choice. A coach decided to do that.
Right.
That doesn't mean it was the right decision. And then I'm going to just piggyback on your point. They're two different players. They do different things, right?
Yeah.
So when you say the way you said Post played more than Looney,
he did.
It sounded like you're telling us you think Post right now is better than Looney.
No, I'm telling you right now that Steve Kerr found more playing time for Quentin Post in the second half of the season as they were trying to win as many games as possible, and Post played more than Looney. Like, I don't...
I hear you.
So... All right. Let's see. Chuck in Sacramento. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, man?
Hey, boys, can you hear me okay? I'm on the 5. You guys hear me okay?
We got you.
Loud and clear.
All right, very nice. Hey, I want to make some comments about Kuminga and Looney, but before I do that, this is the first time I've ever called the show where Guru's the host, even though I've been listening to Guru for decades, and this goes back to the Pete Franklin days when I was in college. I'd sit around studying, listening to the Pete Franklin show, and I don't think people realize how bad Pete Franklin used to pick on Guru. Guru would call in. He could be on hold for an hour. He'd get on Pete Franklin's show, and before he would say anything, sometimes Pete Franklin would flush him. I mean, it was ruthless. It got to the point where I know Pete Franklin was all about shtick, but I think he was doing that at times just to be rude to Guru. And did that put Guru in a space? No, it didn't. He just kept going. And I think on the day before our finest holiday as a nation, we need to, like, give it up to Guru as an American success story.
Because I love this guy.
Put out the effort. Guys will, like, mess with him. Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'll second
remember
that.
Guru calling 11:40 in Sacramento, too.
Yeah, I used to call.
So he now he's been a host for all these years. So he gets
Evan, stop it. But go ahead. Hey, you're the man. Who's this dude?
You know what? Chuck, hold on 1 second. I'm not going to cut you off. Super chat from Ernie Chavez. $2 after adding Horford. How much older could the Warriors get after that? I'll tell you in a second. All right, Chuck, what do you got, buddy?
All right. So as far as the Kuminga thing goes, the limitation this dude has to his game is, first of all, he doesn't play as much as Kerr would like to play him because his ball handling, his ability to create off the dribble is pretty much non-existent. He can't shoot off the dribble. His three-point shooting is not very good. He can score in the paint, but his IQ and his ability to mesh with the team isn't good enough. And so I know Kerr's just not going to, like, play the guy as much as he wants to be played. And so there's just these limitations to his game. And Steinmetz, you brought up a few minutes ago with one of the callers about how teams have a difficult time being a contending team for a championship and rebuilding, right? There was that whole narrative with the Warriors going back to the two goals basically the team had. There is an example of a team in fairly recent NBA history that was able to rebuild and keep a dynasty going at the same time. And then there's an example of a team that didn't. So you go back to the 80s Lakers and the 80s Celtics. The 80s Lakers started the decade with Norm Nixon as the shooting guard, Wilkes at small forward, and Ramos at power forward. They ended that decade with Byron Scott as shooting guard, James Worthy at small forward, and A.C. Green. So that was a franchise because they knew how to draft and develop, and that's also a reason why, historically, why Bob Myers is not going to be considered as great a GM as Jerry West, because Jerry West on the fly was able to rebuild the Lakers. That's why they won 5 championships.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta let you go, but I
favorite caller of all time, Chuck. Don't be a stranger.
Call back.
Like, and that's what life's about.
Yeah, no, and Myers
heavy.
Myers doesn't have the longevity of Jerry West either, but 4 titles are 4 titles.
No doubt about it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Pride is about love, community, respect, and looking out for one another. Celebrate safely. Use a rideshare or public transit. Have fun and celebrate with heart, but do not drink and drive. This is brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.